traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Catches him with a knee. And he's... Austin Idol's going after the figure four. Austin Idol has gone after the figure four. And what is Idol doing? Idol is strapping those legs together. Austin Idol is strapping those legs together. And it's becoming obvious to me. Austin Idol. Austin Idol must be... He must be a bounty hunter. Finley comes in, tries to break it up. The world champion catches him. Donovan comes in, the champion catches him. And we've got total bedlam and chaos here. Donovan caught again by Harley Race, the world champion. In the meantime, Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich is still tied into that figure four. And the pain has to be tremendously intense. Steve Travis is in there. Kevin Sullivan wrestling too. Wait a minute. The world champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. World champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. And now they're all after Austin Idol. They're all after Austin Idol. And this man, obviously, this man was willing to sacrifice his body and everything else for a bounty.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
You know that Dusty is a bomb. And wrestling too is such a slob. Compared. Number two, a neck sucking dog. He even made fun of his family. Well, he said he had one word to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace.
Welcome, everybody, to the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. This is episode 41, and oh, Donald, we're just starting to have some fun. Man, each week, each day, each minute, each second, the world of professional wrestling is constantly changing. It's spinning. It's going through the universe, through the galaxy at warp speed, and man, is it cool. My focus truly is on the National Wrestling Alliance because they have elected to do something completely different. They have absolutely become contrarians. They are not following the rest. I love a leader. I mean, I love a leader. You know, we got two choices in life. We're going to lead or we're going to follow. Billy Corgan, David Lagana, National Wrestling Alliance, they've chosen to lead. They've chosen to do something nobody else is doing. They've chosen to step way outside that big pro wrestling box and do something huge, but in a smaller venue. It's kind of like opposites attention. So you take a rubber band and you hold it in one hand and one end, you grab the other end of the rubber band in the other hand, and you start to pull it. And you pull it and you spread it wider. That is an example of opposites of tension. I love this. I absolutely love it. It's exciting. Maybe it's just because I'm a hardcore serial entrepreneur. I have been pretty much all my life. And this is really what attracts me to the National Wrestling Alliance so much. I'm dedicating episode 41 to the NWA. Forget about the rest. Let them do the thang, T-H-A-N-G. Yes, I got that fourth grade education. Every once in a while, I'll let it show. Absolutely. Let them do their thang while Billy Corgan and David Lagana with the NWA do theirs. And man, what a difference. I got a great show lined up for y'all, but before we get really into it, I got some cool NWA stuff, man. This is really cool. I know y'all are going to dig this. You're going to really super dig this. But before I get into it, quickly, it is my understanding that they've already had to make room for additional seating in Atlanta, Georgia, for those 2 days of NWA television tapings at the Georgia Public Broadcasting Studios on September 30th and October the 1st. So there is, at least there was, a little while ago, additional seating remaining. It could be sold out. I don't know. You need to check it if you still want to try to get in there to catch this action. And talk about action. Look how they're coming out of the gates, man. With the world title match with the current NWA heavyweight champion, Nick Aldis, against the former NWA world's heavyweight champion, Tim Storm. Now, what makes this so interesting is it's a world title match right from the jump. I mean, that is extraordinary. Not ordinary, extraordinary. And for me personally, what makes it cool is because I just happened to manage Nick Aldis when he won the NWA title from Tim Storm. I was his manager, his advisor, spiritual, mental, physical, training advisor. And the first night, Nick wins the belt. Man, am I proud of him. I am so proud of Nick Aldis. He's an incredible athlete. He's extremely intelligent. He works so hard day in and day out, like he did climbing that ladder to get to where he is now and continuing to work hard to stay where he is now. I mean, you just can't get there and be complacent because that's when you get knocked off. So really super proud of Nick Aldis. Hey, before we get into this too much more, I want to play something for y'all. We're talking about National Wrestling Alliance history. Take a listen to some serious NWA history. Listen to this.
I'd like to take just a moment now to talk to you, particularly about what's going to be happening at the Greensboro War Memorial Coliseum on Thursday night, February 17th at 8:15. As you, all of you perhaps know, and if you don't know, of course, Mr. Jim Crockett and Eddie Graham, the producer of Championship Wrestling, have been longtime friends, and Mr. Crockett has many times come to Florida to aid and assist Ed in things in regards to wrestling. And, of course, Ed has certainly returned that aspect of their relationship, I would say, twofold. I understand now that Mr. Crockett has finished negotiations with Sam Muchnick of the National Wrestling Alliance, Ed, and through your help and cooperation, we're going to watch Jack Briscoe go up against the World Heavyweight Champion in Greensboro.
Yes, that's true, Gordon. I'm real happy to be able to assist Mr. Crockett in any way that I can. Like you said, he's been a longtime friend, and I think one of the outstanding promoters in the United States. He strives constantly to bring the very finest competition, because that's what fans every place want to see. And of course, I've been quite involved with these two tremendous athletes, and being able to sign a match. And Mr. Crockett's helped me out on many different occasions. So anyway, Mr. Mushnick and Jim, they have selected Greensboro to host this big, tremendous World Championship match. I don't think I need to go into. I have mixed emotions, really, as far as it's concerned. I've been a big fan of Dory Jr. for a long, long time. Really a great athlete and a great champion. But I guess it's the old American tradition that we like to see a champion unseated and defeated, and it's just the way it is. We pull for an underdog, and Briscoe, of course, just one of the all-time great athletes, a 2 times national champion at Oklahoma State University, the Florida champion, and we could go on and on. It's a colossal match, and I'm real happy that I can be of some small part in helping Mr. Crockett bring this match to Greensboro. And of course, I'm planning to be right there at ringside to congratulate the new world's heavyweight champion.
Before we go any further, and before I talk to Jack Briscoe, the Florida heavyweight champion and the challenger at this point, I had an opportunity earlier to speak to the world heavyweight champion, Dory Jr., regarding this match in Greensboro, and he made some very interesting comments.
Gordon, I expect a tremendous match out of Jack Briscoe. And as you know, just a whole lot has been said, and a whole lot has happened. A whole lot has been said about the hard feelings between Jack Briscoe and myself. Well, I guess this is true, because when you're competing for something and trying very hard to succeed and to be the, as they would say, the top dog in professional wrestling, tempers do flare and feelings do get strained. And there is just a tremendous amount of strained feelings between Jack Briscoe and myself. But still, I think the people can expect one hard-fought wrestling match, because I've always felt myself, my father always taught me this, that a wrestler can beat a fighter, a street fighter, or whatever it is. So this time, when I face Jack Briscoe, everybody can expect one hard-fought wrestling match. Wrestling is what brought me to where I am. Wrestling is what brought Jack Briscoe to the top in professional wrestling. That's why he's the number one contender. So expect one real hard-fought wrestling match in Greensboro Thursday night.
Jack, I wanted you to hear those comments by the world heavyweight champion, and I might also take this opportunity to congratulate you. You're on a tremendous win streak, and you've also accomplished the Eastern Heavyweight Championship, which is no small accomplishment.
Thank you very much, Gordon. I appreciate it. And the Eastern Championship and also the Florida Championship means a great deal to me. And there's one championship that I want very badly, and that's the World's Championship. And right now, Dory Funk Jr. is holding that championship, and I've tried many ways, and I've tried for a long period of time to try to get a match with him, and I finally got this match. And believe me, he was speaking a while ago of strained feelings, and of course there may be strained feelings, but there's one thing that I want, and there's one thing I won't stop until I get, and that's that World's Championship. And he's the man holding it, and he's the man I want to defeat, and I got my chance right there in Greensboro. And I believe the way to beat Funk is, he is the champion, he has to be beaten, so I've got to carry the fight to him all the way, 100%.
Jack, the only thing, I think everybody's aware of your extremely volatile temper, and I hope that you don't let that cloud your thinking in the match.
Well, in this kind of match, Gordon, you can't afford to, Harley, because once you lose your cool, you're going to get beat.
Thank you so very much, Jack Briscoe. We'll be back with more action on Championship Wrestling right after this message.
Now that was serious NWA history. The late, great Gordon Solie, the late, great Eddie Graham, the late, great Jack Briscoe, and Dory Funk Jr. Man, it gives me goosebumps just to think about those guys. I was such a lucky kid. So lucky. I mean, I paid the price. I paid it. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stuck it out. because I had the opportunity to be around them, each of them. And it was amazing, truly amazing. I mean, you could equate it to being around Mickey Mantle. Lou Gehrig. Joe DiMaggio. Willie Mays. Hank Aaron. I'm naming off baseball because we in baseball season. We're going down the home stretch. I know college football is still getting cranked up. But to be able to be around those people, I mean, really, true legends. I mean, true legends. The term legend gets thrown around now. And really, it's ridiculous how it gets thrown around. But there's no doubt about it. They were true, true professional wrestling legends. And you know what I loved? The theme throughout those various interviews, there was a word that kept coming up continuously. It was repeated. It was called competition, 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 athlete, athlete, athlete. When it's true, it was so competitive. Not to say that it isn't now, but the focus then was this is a competition between really elite athletes. And we still have those really elite athletes now. We have them. I just mentioned Nick Aldis. But nevertheless, that focus was on competition and athleticism. And I know that's what Billy Corgan is going to bring back to its truest meaning. I know he is. You know, one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time, paid Austin Idol a pretty sweet compliment, guys. I mean, really, really did. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Right now I have with me the only man in the history of professional wrestling ever to hold the NWA World Heavyweight Championship and the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Championship, Nature Boy Buddy Rogers. He's also the man who developed the figure four leg grapevine and the atomic knee drop. And Buddy, obviously the figure four leg grapevine has become perhaps one of the most devastating and most successful holds in professional wrestling.
Well, I believe in both of them because I invented that hold and it's been very good to me. But if you look back through the history of it, by golly, Jack Briscoe used it and became champion, and Eddie Graham was a superb wrestler. He used it. His son, Mike Graham, used it. There's many other wrestlers have used it, and everyone have been very, very successful. But I would like to say this. Austin Idol, who I've worked out with and is in superior shape, and I do believe stands to be the next world champion if he gets that chance, does know this hold and knows it thoroughly, and I do know that if he puts it on someone, he will get the job done.
I'll tell you what, I wonder, Buddy, there are a lot of people who aren't familiar with seeing the hold. They've seen it applied upon occasion, but I don't think they've ever seen it applied in, if you will, slow motion and working through it. All right, Buddy Rogers is going to demonstrate now. He has Buzz Sawyer and Don Serrano in the ring. Now, mind you, they're going to be going at about one quarter speed. Now, notice he places the foot in between the two, crosses the leg over. Sawyer then comes down on his back. Now, clamps over, and even without trying to put any pressure on, you could see the pain cross the face of Don Serrano, because once that is, you have 4 points of pressure, 4 points of pressure on the two ankles and the two knees, and consequently,
mainly it's this kneecap right here where the leg runs across. That's where the main pressure is.
Right, as you heard Buddy Rogers say, the main pressure is on the one kneecap, but there are 4 points, and obviously an extremely dangerous situation. Separating them now once again, but there you have it. Nature Boy Buddy Rogers demonstrating exactly how the figure four is placed on an opponent. It has brought him many titles in the past, and as he said, and I'd like to get him to reiterate that comment if he will, but you do feel that this man, Austin Idol, has that...
Austin Idol, without a doubt, should be the next champion, and I do know one thing. He knows his hold thoroughly.
There you have it. From the master himself, the man who invented the hold, Nature Boy Buddy Rogers. Now, Charlie, back to you.
Buddy Rogers was so far ahead of his time, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And as a matter of fact, there's I doubt, seriously doubt, there's ever been another professional wrestler who was that far ahead of his time. He was just one of those people. Obviously, extremely intelligent, very athletic, and was a trendsetter. He set the pace. He didn't keep the pace, kind of like an Indianapolis pace car. He set the pace. He didn't keep the pace. But they have Buddy Rogers, a former NWA champion, WWF champion, to say those really very, very complimentary things about Austin Idol. Pretty humbling, pretty humbling, and very, very cool. And when I think about it, growing up in Tampa, Florida, well, I saw that figure four over and over and over. Not really by Buddy Rogers, but by Eddie Graham, a master. Jack Briscoe, a master. Mike Graham, a master. Then, of course, doing my homework, doing my due diligence on Buddy Rogers, the inventor of the figure four. When I thought about it, I said, you know, that is a phenomenal hold. Phenomenal hold. And I'm going to use it. I'm just going to give it a little bit of a different feel. Give it a different tag. And instead of calling it the figure four, I put on there the Las Vegas leg lock, y'all. I gave it a little bit more panache, a little bit more sizzle, a little bit more color. I electrified it. I didn't petrify it. I electrified it. And man, they knew, no matter where I went, when I put that Las Vegas leg lock on it, the game was over. Kind of like it's going to be if I ever lock up with Tommy Dreamer when the Retromania video game comes out in the first quarter of 2020. When I lock up with Tommy Dreamer, his name's going to end up being Tommy Screamer, because he's going to scream like a panther. And there's a lot of other dudes in that game that RetroSoft Studios are still in the process of creating. You got the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. You got Colt Cabana, the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal, the Screamer, the Dreamer, Zack Sabre Jr., House of Hardcore, Blue World Order. That's going to be a hot game, y'all. Going to be a hot one. I'm excited to be in it. Totally excited. Just as excited as I am to have my latest and greatest sponsor on this podcast. None other than the world's heavyweight champion of hard cider, Mike's Lemonade. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Mike's hard, man. They're so cool. I mean, these folks are just cool. They exemplify the word cool. If you don't know about Mike's Hard, go to their website, mikeshard.com. Mikeshard.com. Mike's Hard Lemonade. They got a whole bunch of really super cool flavors. Their taglines are so funny, man. They're funny because they make it light. They lighten things up. I mean, like what laughter tastes like. I mean, that's cool. It's just cool. Drink on the bright side. Double cool. But obviously, drink responsibly. Mikeshard.com. If you don't know anything about them, go to their website. Navigate their site. They've got some awesomely cool merch. But they're just great, great people. I'm truly proud to have them on board the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol's Worldwide Podcast. Yes, I am still that minister of motivation that's sweeping a whole bunch of nations, man. And I'm glad to be doing this. I'm glad to have this opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to be able to reach out and maybe touch one life. Just one life. If I touch one life, I'm all good. If I can catch somebody and lift them up and help them out and coach them up and let them know, hey, it's going to be okay. I know you're going through some hard times right now. I know you're taking a beat down. I know the deck is stacked against you. I know it seems like there's no way out. I know you're feeling like you're in an elevator with the walls closing in on you. I know you can get depressed. I know what depression is like. I know how it can consume people. Sometimes it can consume them so much, they start to reach the stage of feeling helpless. They start to reach the stage of feeling hopeless, like there's no way out. But I'm here to tell you, if you ever start getting to that point, you contact somebody. Don't let yourself go to that dark side, because believe me, you don't want to go there. That is not a solution. You hit me up. You can do it on a voice right here, a voice message. You hit me up. I'll put you in touch with somebody. But always remember, man, there's a way out. There's a way up. There is. It's just sometimes we just got to take a beat down, man. I mean, sometimes we just got to take a beat down when it seems like there ain't no way we're going to get up. But you got to get up. You have to get up. There's a lot of people out there starting with me, or at least including me, that want you to get up. And I want to put my hands out to help you up. So don't let yourself get that down, man. Don't do it. Oh, man. Boy, you guys have heard some pretty cool names. You've heard some pretty cool names. Eddie Graham, Gordon Solie, Dory Funk Jr., Jack Briscoe, Buddy Rogers. Well, here's one of my all-time faves. He's a close personal friend of mine, and he truly is one of my all-time faves. Check this dude out.
And then Pat O'Connor, Lou Thesz, Gene Kaniski, all of them National Wrestling Alliance champions, Dory Funk Jr., myself, Terry Funk, Harley Race, but then along comes that egg-sucking dog, Dusty Rhodes, who happens to fluke into the World Championship. Now, I have a picture of this man. I want to ask you, what does he represent? Does he represent wrestling? Look at that big, fat, obnoxious belly of his. Look how he's in the ring in a pair of faded blue jeans and a shirt that says everybody loves somebody and Luckenbach and a pair of cowboy boots and varicose veins and bleach blonde hair, and this overbearing egg-sucking dog thinks he's the world's heavyweight wrestling champion? Well, listen, I've spent my entire life in wrestling rings, and I know what it is to be a champion. And this man certainly doesn't represent one, or never should have been one. And that's why I did what I did. And I'm going to do the same thing to him. Sunday night, 7:30 in the Omni, I'm going to get a hold of Dusty Rhodes, and believe me, you overbearing, obnoxious, egg-sucking dog, I'm going to do something to you that's never been done before. I'm going to wrestle you and beat you.
You talk about a champion, man. I mean, Terry Funk, what an athlete, and what an incredible NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. I mean, I've known Terry before I got into the wrestling business. You guys may be familiar with the story. If you're not, just go back. Go back and you'll find it on some of these episodes, probably a few of them, but I go that far back with Terry Funk. I really, really do. He's still a close personal friend of mine. I talk to him maybe once every week or two, you know, but we're close. We're tight. And he's just a great guy. And not a bad promo. Not a bad promo at all when you call somebody a big, fat, overbearing, obnoxious, egg-sucking dog. And those those were the nice things. Oh, man, man. Terry was a complete package. I mean, very few could do what Terry could do in the ring. I mean, very, very few. He was a creator. He was an inventor, kind of like a Buddy Rogers. And he was just a phenomenal athlete and a true global superstar. Terry Funk. Now, as he was throwing Dusty Rhodes under the bus, I think we ought to hear a little something from Dusty Rhodes. And what was cool about that promo that Terry Funk cut was where the match with him and Dusty was being held. Where? Hotlanta! Hello, I'm me. Been there, done that, got that t-shirt. Where is NWA taping? Hotlanta! Ain't it funny how things come back in full circle, huh? Ain't it kind of funny? Oh, Georgia! Georgia! Oh, baby! Let's see what Big Dust had to say in Atlanta one day.
Wrestling champion, the man who won the title right here in Atlanta, Georgia, Dusty Rhodes. Welcome back, Dust.
God, hold this just a minute. You want a little bit to go? I got something to say. You know, let me have this thing. You know, I've been all over the country, and I've been missing 17, because Dusty Rhodes is the scene on 17. Everybody be talking jive when I was gone. They be saying that. They doing that. Do you know what fashionable means? Do you know what fashionable means? Fashionable means that's somebody that starts a trend. Well, I was bad before it was fashionable. I was the American dream before it was fashionable. I was the greatest lover in the world before it was fashionable. And I am the greatest wrestler in the world now because it's fashionable. Now, the world's heavyweight title belongs to the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. You know, they say, you know, Blue Eyes Soul, where did you get it from? You got to be born with it, Jack. You just can't put on a pair of shoes and say you got soul. I'm going to go on record right now telling everybody, from Jimmy Snuka to Tommy Rich, all the way down to Nature Boy Ric Flair. If he wants some of me, anywhere, anytime, all they got to do is call my Aunt Nanny. She stay right here in Atlanta because I'm over there eating some cornbread, getting down with my main squeeze, Jack. And I'll be ready. I'll be ready for Freddy. Be ready for action. Let me tell you something, too, Holler Race. If you want it one more time, I don't want to go to St. Louis. I don't want to go to Chicago. I don't want to go to Philadelphia. I don't want to go to Louisiana. I don't want to go to Texas. I want to whip your butt right here in Georgia one more time. You understand? That's all the dream got to say right now. I'm going to be back in a minute with a big victory, Jack.
There you have it. The comments from the World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
And you don't want to go to the courtroom unless you have good legal representation. I can tell you that. I can promise you that if you go in there defenseless, you're going to get a whooping, a beatdown, like you might be in Atlanta at the Omni, or maybe even possibly the Georgia Public Broadcasting Studios, right around the corner, there may be a beat down or two, and I'll just about bet the farm that there will be, because this is going to be some serious competition. But you don't want to compete in that courtroom. That's why you got to have yourself that crusher of the courtroom. He's Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. Steve New's got a winning record, man. He don't know how to lose. He don't know how to sing the blues. He's a winner. He knows his law inside out, backwards, forwards, upside down, and sideways. If you're ever in a jam, you want to call the man. That is Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. Let me give you his toll-free number. For a free F-R-E-E consultation, 800-208-8 9169 800-208-9169. His website, newlawoffice.com. If you need to lawyer up or you know someone who needs to lawyer up, give them this information. You will be doing them and or yourself an incredible favor. You know, down around Myrtle Beach and Charleston, South Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina, they tend to have weather issues. I know this for a fact because I talked to my main man down there, who just happens to be the owner of an iconic roof company, David Brown. I call him the master of disaster with the famous roof company. You talk about busy. I mean, man, this guy don't stop. I mean, he can't stop. His phone never stops ringing. If you know anybody down there, you live down there yourself, you have some roof issues, don't even think about contacting anybody else. You want to reach out and you want to get hold of David Brown. Doesn't make any difference what kind of a roof it is. Commercial, residential, flat roof, a shingle roof, a heavy metal roof, y'all, a slate roof, a tile roof. They do it all. They always get it right. The very first time they got 1,487,642 and one quarter satisfied customers at AAA, Better Business Bureau ready. Hey, if you need a roof, poof, you call David Brown. Here's his number, 843-267-5428. That is 843-267-5428. If you just want to take a little vacay and you want to go to Myrtle Beach, let me give you a name. Let me give you a number. Don't contact anybody else or you will lose money. I promise you, you will lose money and you won't get the same location. You won't get the same amenities. I guarantee it because I've used this individual so many times. Her name is Vicki Jackson. That's why she's nicknamed the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach. If you want to go to Myrtle, you want to call Vicki Jackson. Her number is 843-945-4924. 843-945-4924. We're going to take a very slight break. Hey, here's a little update for you. Guess who's been added to the television tapings in Hotlanta, Georgia, with Billy Corgan's NWA? My boys. Yeah, my boys. Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson of the Rock and Roll Express. They're going to be in Atlanta. Man, is that cool? Huh? Let's pay them a little tribute to the Rock and Roll Express right here, right now.
It's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Now, what would an NWA tribute be without the name Slick Ric Flair be without it, huh? We got to throw him in there. Let's throw him in. Hey, Nate, get on over here. You got something to say? Get over here and say it. You know how to get in front of a microphone? Do I need to coach you up? Do I need to teach you how to cut a promo, Rick? I don't think so.
You know, a lot of people write to us here at World Championship Wrestling and say it wouldn't be World Championship Wrestling without the World Heavyweight Champion, so... Here he is, fans. There's the gold belt. Here's the man, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
You know what a feeling it is to be able to walk out here and captivate the female audience the way I do. I mean, the girls over here are hollering. Slick Rick, you know, hey. It's not Slick Rick anymore. It's how slick is Slick Rick. Hey, cool. What's going on? That's what they holler when I come to the airport. Now, you got to know, you got to look at the total influence that Ric Flair has. Modern day sex symbol. Huh? Custom made from head to toe. And the World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. Now, you got to know the impact I got on Dusty Rhodes, right? The first time Dusty Rhodes walked out here in a coat and tie. Looking like an athlete on a look. Now, Atlanta, you ought to appreciate that. Let's face it. All Atlanta's got is me and Dale Murphy. Dick Slater out here telling everybody he dreams about being the world champion. Well, brother, keep right on dreaming. Because when I get to you, I'll make sure you stay asleep a long time. Magnum TA, never going to make a name for yourself beating up punks. You got to jump on Ric Flair and make it stick. Then you're going to be something in this great sport. Now, let's talk about the man that exemplifies America more than any other individual alive today. Me, America, free enterprise. It means I can drive a Lincoln Continental, a Mercedes, a Rolls, own a Corvette, live in the biggest house on the biggest side of town. I am what America stands for, the greatest country in the world today. And Nikita Koloff, I'm not trying to win anybody's respect right now, but I'm telling you folks out there, when I get around to Nikita Koloff, and it's going to be in the very near future, I'm going to show you all, for myself and for America, that, woo, Ric Flair and America, what's happening? And don't think I'm forgetting about you, buddy Landell. I'm going to pinch you on the cheek too, brother, on the way through.
Man, NWA, listen to all those great, great athletes that you've heard on this show. Incredible. That's what the NWA is all about, and you can be part of it. October the 1st, back it up to September the 30th. Georgia Public Broadcasting Studios in Hotlanta. All coming back around. You talk about excitement, man. This is what professional wrestling has been waiting for decades. Decades they've been waiting for this. I know it because I've heard it for so long. Do you think it will ever happen again, Idol? Do you think it will ever come back to the studio? And for all those years, I would say, I don't know, but wouldn't it be fantastic? Well, congratulations, Billy Corgan, David Lugano, for making it happen, man. You're changing the world. And man, does a professional wrestling world landscape, did it ever need it? And does it ever need it right here, right now? Now, before I wrap this up, let me give a great big Austin Idol shout out to my man, Danny Story, who's just, I mean, this guy is on fire, man. Not literally, but he is on fire. He's a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do their business all across the United States. So if you live in Atlanta, he can take care of you. If you live in New York City, he can take care of you. Tampa, Florida, Greenville, South Carolina, Los Angeles. Doesn't really make any difference where you live. If you are looking to purchase a home, got to be residential, or maybe even jump on the refi bandwagon, do yourself a favor, man, and get in contact with Danny Story. He's been doing this for over 23 years. He's truly elite. Truly elite. He goes the distance for his clients. And he's famous, man, for getting his clients the best possible mortgage to suit their needs. You can get pre-qualified. Just go to his website, DannyStory.com, DannyStory.com. You can do it yourself. It won't cost you a penny. You can get pre-qualified right on his site. All his contact info is there. So if you're thinking about buying, you're thinking about refining, you're not sure, you know, what to do, reach out to Danny Story. If you know somebody who's been talking about it, but they haven't done anything, maybe they're riding the fence, and nobody needs to be riding this fence now while these rates are down so low. They're not going to stay like this forever. They never do. The pendulum always comes back and swings the other way. So even if it's a conventional loan, an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, Danny Story can get it done for you. DannyStory.com. He is everything you ever want in a lender. I give you my personal guarantee. Wrapping this show up for now, y'all. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you will definitely share it. And just as a little footnote, I still have some big news. I haven't talked about it lately, but I can promise you this. I got some big old news coming your way that has not been discussed yet. The cat ain't out of the bag, because I ain't going to let it, man. The beans have not been spilled, because I ain't going to let them. You know why? Because nobody knows about it except me. And I can keep a secret, y'all. I know how to keep a secret. Being in the wrestling business for 15 years, you better know how to keep a secret. Why do you think I was always called a loner and a rogue? Because I didn't want to hear what was going on, and because I always just want to keep to myself. But, man, I took care of my business. Ask Jerry the King Lawler if I took care of my business. I took care of it, man. I'm going to take care of it again and again and again. So, anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. I really, really do. And if you just cock them heads out west, west, not east, not north, not south, west. You see that Las Vegas Strip? You see who's coming out of it? It's none other than the Universal Heart Club, Austin Idol. He is still the women's pet, the men's regret. He's 242 pounds. And oh, podcast nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. Always remember, no matter what, it's a team effort. And if it's a team effort, what you got to do? You got to work together, just like my boys Can Heat. They know how to preach it. Can Heat, kick it up, y'all. Let's work together.
together. Now, now, people, because together we will stand every boy, every woman, and a man.